Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. Well, my friend and I have just been sitting here trying to figure out how long we've known each other, and it's been well over 10 years. It's amazing to me. Dr. Susan Russell is a PhD. I remember when she was just starting out her PhD program. She's a social worker. She's an acupuncturist. Oh my gosh. And she's, believe it or not, she does costumes in a past life. So Dr. Susan Russell is the owner of Turning Point Healing Center.
That's right.
And is extremely talented, very bright, speaks how many languages?
Five languages.
She's looking at me like she's going to kill me. Five languages. She holds a PhD in energy medicine and a THD in holistic theology. And her doctoral dissertation research was on free radical release through the use of electrostimulation of the Schiele ring of crystal, whatever that is. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But she studied with Dr. Norman Schiele, who's been on the show, and Carolyn Mace, who's been on the show. She's a licensed acupuncturist, nationally board certified diplomat in acupuncture and oriental medicine, and holds licenses in hypnotherapy and psychiatric social work. Dr. Susan is also trained in Qigong, which she tried to make me do once, Da Dao Chang, and has been trained by Bach flowers and flower essence therapy, psychopharmacology of nutrition, herbology and homeopathy, NAET, which is great. We're going to talk about that. JMT and many other subtle quantum energy therapies. And she's also a Reiki master. Dr. Susan is multilingual, speaks English, Portuguese, Spanish, French, Italian, and the language of vibration. Honey, who wrote that? That's really good. And workshops and presentations are on a variety of topics, including the ancient wisdom of Chinese five element theory, the power of thought, inner wisdom, understanding subtle energy, and language of psychoenergetics. And if she lived closer to me, I would see her more often for therapy. Dr. Susan's a regular guest speaker on WSB. She is an incredible woman and a very gifted healer. So, Susan, welcome to the show again.
Thank you, Susie. It's always great to be here.
And I think we've done this probably three or four times, and we're talking about something a little bit different now that you've gotten every single degree that is possible, right? and now you're adding a piece to your practice that incorporates sound. Is that right?
Yes, we're doing a series of CDs entitled The Body of Qi, and there are six CDs to the series, and they are a lecture meditation. They're guided meditations, but they're also educational in terms of introducing everyone to what subtle energy is, what is your vital life force, how to feel it, how to connect with it, and how to actually guide and direct its flow so you can stay in balance more easily.
So let's just briefly say, because that might have been something some people don't understand, but if somebody comes to your healing center, getting off topic for just a minute, if somebody comes to your healing center and they have an emotional issue, what do you do with them? How do you assess them and how do you work with them?
Okay, in the beginning, we have them lay down in the room. We have a special room for each of the treatments. And I actually go in and I assess through an energetic kind of technique where I scan the body and I see the levels at which the energies are maybe stagnant or not moving. And then I also actually check to see if this is this person's issue. A lot of times we assume that what we're feeling is ours. And sometimes, especially with depression or headaches and nausea, those people are what we call body surrogates. And I think in psychotherapy, I remember when I was in the hospital, we called them the identified patient. And that means that person actually takes on the emotional energy of other people and attempts to process it. But it's not their story, not their issue. So it hangs on and it can't move and it weighs them down. So if it's not that person's, then what I do is immediately try to follow the energy. And I'll ask questions of the person to try to draw them into learning how to identify this. And we narrow it down to whose it is, have them visualize the individual, and then I go in and see where the energy is dovetailed.
Well, let me back up for just a second. So if somebody comes in to see you, one of the things when you say, I see it energetically, now I do a lot of work with people with healing touch and Barbara Brennan stuff. So when you see it, are you saying that you see their aura, you see the colors you see, or are you talking about kinesthetically? How?
It's all of those. I feel the pattern and the flow. That's one level.
In their body?
In their body and around their body, because you are carrying your energy 60 feet all around your body. So you are not just the physical body, but you extend out. So I follow those patterns. Then I also usually see a little color, or sometimes it's a murkiness or a static to the energy flow, which exactly where it's being held in the body. So those are the two ways in which I experience
now,
the energy.
Now I'm changing subjects for a minute because you always fascinate me. But how did you discover in such a typical, American science, social work school, how did you discover this Eastern religion, Eastern energetic way of healing?
Well, I got diverted from the path, which sometimes happens to us when we were paying attention. And one of them was I got up on a Sunday morning and a newspaper fell off a counter and it opened up to a page that said Dr. C. Norman Shealy doing a lecture on new PhD program in integrative energy medicine.
And that was here in Atlanta?
It was here in Atlanta at a Unity Church in Dunwoody. And I had already had a check prepared to go to a naturopathy school on my counter. It was to be mailed Monday morning. And I decided, just from reading it, I got really excited and I knew I had to go there. So I just got dressed, dropped the whole day, went there, heard the lecture, and went home and ripped up my check. But I did speak to Norm after the lecture and we discussed what the path was. And I knew I wanted to expand out of the social work arena to help everyone on a different level. I myself had been green for several years due to my own personal health issue, meaning I changed my food to organic.
Oh, green, okay.
And I knew that I felt so much different, and I wanted to offer that to the clients I was already working with because many of these clients were depressed and had addictions. So to add that piece to what I was already doing, I felt that Norm's program was more inclusive than strictly a naturopathic degree. It was studying naturopathy, but also studying subtle energy practices that are from different cultures, so it gave me a broader window. And then I additionally had an opportunity to study Chinese medicine. And on day three, I knew I was in the right place because there is no such thing as a disease. Everything is called a disharmony. And we simply reharmonize the body through acupuncture, which corrects the flow of the life force going through the body. So those two pieces came into my life, and being a wood individual and the wood energy in Chinese medicine is a growth energy, I said, I'll do both simultaneously.
Of course. So, okay, just so that I can understand, I've done a lot of work with you and also with people that do the Barbara Brennan stuff. So some people see things visually. Some people see them, don't really see them visually. They can aesthetically sort of sense them. Do right. you do both? Is that
I,
what you're
I do
saying?
Both. It came in, originally it came in through feeling, and then I actually began to see the energy, both in shape, form, sometimes color. And then after 2 years of doing acupuncture, the meridians popped up. So I see a grid over the body, and I actually see where there's a break in the flow, and it's sometimes directly in the body, or sometimes it's 15, 20 feet out. So it's a diving energy coming in that's obstructed. So actually, I have a wonderful experience during the treatment because I'm seeing all these different things
so
happen.
Do you think this is something that your mind was able to develop after working with it just kinesthetically, that you could
yes.
eventually start to see it? Because I'm very much kinesthetic and I can sense energy, but
yes.
I've never really been visual.
Well, some people have a strength in the one area and don't necessarily develop the other. And it's irrelevant with energy because you get acquainted. That's why I said the language of vibration. You become very acquainted with what that flow means. You know, if you feel it again, you know, oh, this is anxiety or this is depression. So it's not necessarily important to see it. It's just that some people expand into this other range. Theoretically, every physical sense you have the capacity to track that energetically. So that means you should be able to, which happens on a rare occasion with me, I can smell the shift in vibration and I can smell the dysfunction. It is not often, but that is a piece that's been coming in. So we have visual sight, we have auditory. People will hear stories or hear things. I have a client that leans on trees and gets the life history of that tree. So she has an auditory sense to her.
I think mine would be primarily kinesthetic.
And that's fine.
But what you're saying is sometimes after working in that mode for a while, it might strengthen other areas of,
yes.
of sense or sensory.
Yes. And sometimes I'll actually see a motion picture over somebody.
Now, I know some of y'all don't believe this.
I know. Look, I didn't believe it originally either. In fact, the first time it happened, I closed my eyes, I rubbed them, I went out of the room, and I came back, and it happened again.
That is so cool.
Yes.
What was the picture like? Their history? Or?
It was a scenario of a little child in a chair having their hair cut, and then somebody in a dark figure came in, stormed in, and she started crying. And I asked the client, what did that mean? And they said, it was supposed to be my birthday party. I was getting my hair cut. The party was going to start in a few hours, and my father came home, and he was in a very bad mood, and the party never came to be. So that was part of this person's indigestion.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So I don't interpret what I get. And sometimes what I get, I don't even want to tell the client because it sounds so bizarre. And I've had that where I see things or I hear things and I'll say to them, okay, it's orange, it's 8, and it's, you know, 5. And then they'll tell me what that means. But the first time I did it, I really held the information in. I said, give me another piece of information. It came back again. And I'm like, I'm not saying that. Give me another piece of it. And it came back. And then I finally said, this is it. And the person knew exactly what it was. Exactly. So I don't fight it anymore.
That is so cool. Well, I totally buy it. I believe all of it. I guess when you've been doing therapy, psychotherapy, healing work for so long, very strange things can happen that eventually make perfect sense.
Yes. And in the beginning, because we're trained in a Western model, our mind doesn't go there. We resist that information because it seems bizarre. But that's one of the reasons that I really went into doing the CDs, because it's a blend of meditation plus giving you information as to what's happening, why it's happening, and how you can learn to begin to manage the flows that come into your own body.
So if somebody comes to see you, they'll do immediately some acupuncture work or some what?
Well, a lot of times people come in with the acupuncture because that's something people are beginning to be familiar with. So for acupuncture, we do tongue and pulse. I check. There are 6 pulses with 3 levels per pulse that helps me understand where your chi is or isn't and if your blood is flowing, because sometimes we can have energy or life force and we don't flow it. And other times we can have stagnating blood that's not flowing. So it helps me to discuss with them what they need to do for themselves personally. The tongue allows me to see how deep and profound the dysfunction is and what organs need more help at this point in time.
Tongue?
Yes, I have the person show me their tongue. And by looking at the top surface, I can tell what organs are out and if they're dehydrated, different things like that.
All right, let's give an example. Look at my tongue.
Oh, my God.
I don't care.
Okay. All right, so your tongue's a little pale. That would tell me that you're not making blood from the food you're eating. You have a line in the center of your tongue. And in the West, we think that's normal. That's actually not normal. There's a contraction of the life force flowing from the stomach or digestive area straight through the heart. So it's taxing the heart. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to have a heart attack. And I have to always explain to people what I tell you is not a Western diagnosis. Don't go running out of here thinking it's the end of your life. This is really a at moment in time window of what's going on with your body. By the time the session is over, the tongue will always look different. And a lot of times I'll have a mirror that I show them. This is what your tongue looks like now. And when we finish the session, I hand them back the mirror and say, now look at the shift in your tongue. And you can see it. It's immediate. We do even in the moxa classes, we'll do moxa on points and the tongue will change immediately.
Tell people what moxa is.
Moxa is a Chinese herb that looks like a cigar or a cigarette, depending on the size. And we burn it to warm and flow the blood more rapidly. And we also do it to enhance your
like
life
incense?
Force. Similar to incense in terms of its smell, but it's a larger substance. And we place it over specific acupuncture points that are what we call gateway points. So you download or open up and receive a higher volume of the life force flowing through it, and you can move the blood more quickly. When you move the blood, you absorb more nutrients and you feel better and function better. And it can also eradicate colds and flu-like symptoms in the body.
That is so cool. I used to buy moxa regularly. I just kind of forgot at some point about going over to Buford Highway and doing that. So if you just burn it in your home, is it helpful?
We recommend the little traveling one. There's a little stick-on one that's tiny. And when you travel to places, you can set it off in the room. But we don't recommend you do that regularly because you would congest the lungs. It's used therapeutically.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Well, you know what we should do is talk a little bit about, since I don't remember details so well anymore now that I'm 70, let's talk about some of the things that I came to you for that were different. And the first thing I remember is at some point, you know, 10 years ago, I had suddenly had this burning in my throat. Every single time I ate cantaloupes, honeydew, my throat would just burn and it wouldn't go away for like 20 minutes. And I'd never had that experience. Finally, I started thinking, this must be what it's like to have an allergy. So when I came to see you, I told you about that. And as a matter of fact, this morning I was eating some melon and nothing happens except it tastes good. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, when you came in, we looked at the different food groups that were disturbing you or creating what you were experiencing. experiencing, which was the burning in your throat. And we use the technique NAET, which is Nambudra Pods Allergy Elimination Technique.
That's an Indian name.
That's right. And that's why we call it NAET, because it's easier. but anyway, we tested you with what we call vials, which are energy samples.
V-I-A-L.
Right. The little glass bottles, and they are filled with the energy of the substance. So we kinesiologically tested you, which is a muscle testing. That meant that Susie held in one hand the little glass bottle, and her other arm was straight up in the air, and I would press on it to see if she could remain strong or if she became weak. And with the muscle response test, if you are holding a substance that weakens your body, it's easy to see because your arm drops. So this is a way to physically demonstrate to the individual. And then after we clear you, we retest you with the arm, and your arm was strong, which is also amazing because we don't understand that.
And at that point, I had two different clients who were seeing you. One of them had a shellfish allergy, to the point of having, you may want to describe what anaphylactic shock is, but to...
The throat closes. When you have an anaphylactic reaction, your throat literally closes. And that is because the stomach meridian, which is the energy line that services the stomach, runs right through the throat. It actually starts under the eyes. But that's the reason we experience an anaphylactic reaction, because that meridian is collapsing on you. So with testing and clearing, this person was then able to eat the shellfish and not have that kind of reaction, because an anaphylaxis is pretty scary.
Now, at some point, there was an emotional trauma that happened and the anaphylaxis reaction came back, right?
Yes.
But she just cleared it again with you.
Right. She cleared that in association with the emotional trauma. What happens when we're first testing you, we're testing you on the physical level. And what we normally do with someone is we track them for 3 weeks post-clearing, because once the physical body has cleared, it is not uncommon for an emotional association to show up. I had a client who couldn't eat corn, and it turns out when she was a little girl, she was caught dumping the corn in the wastebasket, pretending she had eaten the food off her plate, and got yelled at, and it shocked the body because she was only like 5 years old. So the body associated corn with trauma. And so one of the reasons she couldn't eat corn was not really a traditional physical allergen, which we had identified when she held the bottle. She was strong on the physical level, but very weak on an emotional level. So we had to clear her for corn emotionally, not physically.
Wow. It's amazing. It's fascinating. I just keep sitting here thinking about your ability to visualize the meridians. And if you're not familiar with that, is it Chinese, the meridians?
Yes.
There's a gorgeous artist who does these huge, there's a whole book of the different meridians. And he just shows you these different lines of energy as they run through the body. And I'm just sitting there thinking, how wonderful to be able to see that.
Yes.
If this is all new to you, I would recommend that you try it, because it's amazing. And especially when sometimes Western medicine doesn't always work. And I know you and I have talked about different people, adults and kids, with ADHD and different energetic ways to clear or heal psychiatric issues.
Yes. Chinese medicine does that with the acupuncture and the meridians, because we see the mind as part of the body, not as separate. So an imbalance that shows up in the mind is simply a reflection of an imbalance in the physical body. So ADHD and other situations can be corrected through both acupuncture, energy, and sometimes, again, it might not be the person's issue. It could be the parents. Parent was able to mask their imbalance, and the child is picking up the pattern and acting on it. So there's different ways to actually look at it. And that is one of the reasons for the guided instructional meditation, is to get people to become familiar, to connect with their energy, to connect with their personal life force. One of the meditations guides you towards recognizing your own personal energy signature, which is different from the world around you. So when you really get familiar with it, if you're in a situation and you don't feel right, you can begin to identify if it's your energy that's disturbed, or if you're simply in an environment with a disturbing energy, so you don't go into, say, the depression or the anxiety, because it's not actually yours.
I want to dovetail onto that. I sort of discovered this by accident in a different format, like psychotherapy format. I can't remember what was happening years ago when I first met my husband, and there was something happening, and I noticed I kept obsessing about something that was going on with him. I can't remember what it was at this point. And I just kept thinking about it and thinking about it. And all of a sudden, through prayer, I had this idea to, he's sitting there next to me, I had this idea to imagine that I had taken on his issues. And of course, I imagined in the form of a little boy, and that I had like taken this little boy out of his body and was trying to take care of it and make it feel better. And he's sitting there thinking he didn't even have a problem.
Right.
And so what I did was I visualized myself letting go of this little boy. Mm-hmm. And taking a deep breath and just sending the little kid back to his body. Every time I've ever done that, he has taken a huge relaxing breath the instant I send that energetic little boy back.
Yes, and that's a clear demonstration that energy is real and that things can get mixed up or convoluted, and that there is a way to create a shift, because what you're doing is shifting the flow of energy as it's going through your system and then also through his.
And as a therapist, I knew, you know, about codependency. I've been in codependency treatment, but here I was just instantly and automatically thinking I'm helping him. And, you know, the guy's like relieved as soon as I stop trying to yes. help him, because he didn't like that or need it.
Well, because it's difficult when it's somebody else's field to be manipulating that. So by allowing things to go back in a normal way for him, you actually completed his energy. When we take something from someone, we leave an energetic hole in that person.
It makes perfect sense.
So that's what you did. You rebalanced him and yourself.
Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to an interview with Dr. Susan Russell. She is from the Turning Point Healing Center, and everything from a PhD to an acupuncturist to a licensed master's in social work. So the girl does everything. She's very bright. What we want to do right now is take a really quick break and come back.